What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast. I'm Matthew Kohler. I'm here with my partner in crime, Matt Seibel, and also Andy Bakewell. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing all right. Thank you for coming on. I know that there are, we got a lot to talk about, and we certainly have some questions. We also want to invite our listeners to ask any questions that they may have. But I'd like to just get a little bit of clarification. So,
Thank you for coming on.
I know that there are, we got a lot to talk about.
Sorry about that. There.
Come on, producer. Goodness gracious. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by myself. So what's your take on Andy, on what all went down? Was this fraud? Was it an issue of fraud? Was it just a mishap? Was it just organized or just a combination?
I think it was just a case of trying to hide a lot of problems. He just kept hidden from everybody else, then just kind of kept digging and dug his hole even deeper as time went on. A lot of the stuff I got over there when I flew over last Friday. It was just I wasn't aware of any of these problems, to be honest with you. I just thought, I was told with a lot of sponsor money there, like £14,000 of sponsor money to pay for all this, all the flights, accommodation, all the stuff, even stuff like the hand wrapping. I mean, I sent him, obviously, we were supposed to get all the hand wrapping guys from England that I use in my BFBA company. Obviously, we struggled getting the guys over from England, so I got my hand wrapping guys to send over all the materials we needed, everything. Down to the last detail of, and we got the people agreed to get some guys in to do it. Still, I was there for like 3-4 days, and this stuff still hadn't been ordered. The flights and accommodation still hadn't been booked. A lot of red flags started coming up. I'd managed to sit down in the office and go through a proper budget, which I do on all my shows. You know, I've put 9 bare knuckle boxing shows in England. Never ever walked away from there under budget.
Yeah. So, just briefly for those of you that are tuning in live, or if you're watching this after the fact, so Ragnarok Bare Knuckle is what we're talking about, and of course Andy was a partner in that promotion, and so just this last Saturday night, two nights ago, there was supposed to be a big pay-per-view event in Norway. And at the last minute, everything seemed to fall apart. And so we're here with Andy, and we're giving him the chance to tell his side of the story. And so that's what you've heard a little bit of. And so I didn't mean to cut you off, Andy. I probably should have said that before we started. But back to you, man. So far, we've heard that there's sponsorship money that Stanley was telling everybody was there, and that it wasn't there. And then that was how the flights were going to be paid for. And there was no money, so the flights weren't booked. Am I following you correctly? So,
yeah.
Okay. At what point did you realize that, like, this might be going off the rails? Like, that there's a
Monday, really, when I managed to sit down with him and go through the full budget. I just did a complete cost list, incomings, outgoings, which again was difficult to get out of him when I was over in England. He just kind of kept pushing the subject off. Keep me in the doubt with a lot of stuff, which again I didn't have any reason to believe any of these were a massive issue. You know, it's just naive on my part, really. Looking back I should have really just put my foot down the mid before I got over there, knowing it was in place. But again, he was telling me all this sponsor money was there to cover the things we needed paying for. I just there's no reason for me not to believe him.
So did everybody fly over on their own dime and it was expected to be reimbursed, or did ever, what were flights paid for by the
organization? He covered most of the flights. I mean, he managed to sort of, he would get like the odd flight here, he'd pay for a flight, then I'd be like, well, what's going on when we're not paying for the rest of them? We need to get all these flights booked. Then he'd say he'd have to go and get some more money for somewhere. Again, I don't know where he was getting the money from. I don't want to just speculate with that either. I just, and all the money wasn't there for his sponsors. He was trying to borrow whatever money he could to kind of just get this show over the line, really. But yeah, again, there was a point where it was like, mate, when I went through the budget, it was like £25,000 in the red. It was like, he was trying to sort of say, oh, well, we're going to make this money on streaming. I'm like, mate, you can't just assume that, you know. It's just, what if it doesn't? Then this is when he told me the sponsor money wasn't there. So I was looking at his budget and it was like £22,000 coming in, £55,000 going out. I mean, this was the first time I'd kind of realised how much we were in the shit. So I knew Shannon Mitch was over in the country. I knew some other guys were heading over. Michelle Lopez was over here. So it was a bit too late for me to walk away. We just, without trying to sort of bring it to attention that he needed to get this money somewhere. So he said, yeah, he was going to borrow in the money. He was taking me around with him, saying he was borrowing the money off some guys that knew or something. But again, I assumed that's what was happening. It says there about Shannon, for him to give his point of view. He's over in Amsterdam with his missus. I've stayed in touch with Shannon. I've stayed in contact with all the fighters. They've contacted, 90% of people contacted me after the show. Just, they all know my role in it. I was the one who flagged up that there was no money for the fighters. I've stayed to pretty much the end trying to get the money sorted for the fighters. That was the main reason I stayed there, really. But it was hard for me. I mean, I waited for my friend Carlo to come over, who's part of the BKB Italia team. And when I met him in person and told him, I didn't want to leave him just kind of without speaking to him face to face about what the situation was. He understands. I've spoken to them all since. They understand why I left. A lot of them have been in touch asking to get the fights over in England. I think Hans Peterson wants to come over and get this fight underway. Torben Proust, the same. I mean, Camille's been in touch. I've spoke to Simon since as well. The guys know that I was, a lot of this was out of my hands, you know what I mean? I can't run away from it though. I was part of the company, a lot of it. It's rightly so, should fall on my head, but again, I just need to explain what my role and things were.
Yeah, so when you find out, you're looking at these, at the books, and there's you got 22,000 coming in and 50,000 coming out or going out. So that obviously that balance sheet does not balance.
At what point did you
confront Stanley and say, hey, this doesn't make sense. What's the plan here?
Right then. As soon as we had the information in front of us, because just getting that information out of him took me probably 2 hours. He was trying to change the subject, move on, just doing other stuff in the background. When I was like, mate, we need to get these figures down. We need to know where we're up to. And when I said about the sponsors, I said, I need a breakdown of the sponsors. I said, I need to know where the money is. When is it coming in? Who's it off? And he's like, oh, just forget about the sponsor money. If the sponsor money comes in, it comes in. I'm like, wow, you can't just fucking write off £14,000, mate. It's like, how are you planning on? How are we getting this money? And he's like, oh, we'll do X amount of streams. I'm like, well, what if we don't do X amount of streams? You can't. There's never any guarantee with a stream side of it. Plus, you don't get paid till after the show happened. Yeah. So then in his head, he was like, oh, I'm going to pay all the fighters through bank transfer on the Monday. I was like, you're not, mate. You can't fucking do that. There's no money there. This is why, I mean, you can speak to Shannon. I spoke to Shannon about exactly where we were up to finance-wise. I said, there is no money there. I spoke to Hans Peters as well, but then Stan turned up again. He convinced me that most stuff was paid for. He just tried fucking pulling the wool over my eyes a bit with stuff. Then I was like, right, I tried getting in my head that we could pull the money, he could borrow the money and get it through the show and just try and get something over the line. So he just we couldn't even tackle the problems that were already there because other problems kept arising.
So was the whole pay-per-view fiasco?
Was that my next question?
Oh man, that was chaos. That was another chaotic thing in itself. It was, I mean, He got in his head, right? That the streaming, the two girls, and they're really fucking great girls. Eva and Kaya, the really hardworking girls, they did everything they could possibly do to outsave this show. They thought they stayed to the end of it, just trying to. They were always trying to get it over the line, but he had it in his head that they were trying to do something illegal with something. We went for a meeting. He wanted a lot of issues clearing up, which I walked out of there just like, are you happy with that? I'm happy with everything they just said, you know. But still, he was like, no, they're lying. And he's got back to one of his friend's houses and he's like, no, we've got to put the statement out. We've got to put the statement out that that we're going to the police, because if they put a statement out, it was fucking strange, mate. It was just very odd behaviour. And I was sat there just like, wow, what the fuck is going on here? So then the streaming side of things just completely collapsed.
Yeah.
Then he tried to get. Then he's gone to the girls' bosses the day after. Tried getting things back online. This took like 5 days. They got the day before the show, I think, 2 days before, and it was just about to get launched back online. Again, you're not gonna. It was just never gonna do anything like anywhere near as well. It was gonna do.
Yeah.
But the whole thing from that point was just collapsing. I mean, that was like, even if we'd have done like 1,000 streams, which was realistic, I mean, we could have done that, I think. And I thought, again, it was that kind of helped balance the books a little bit. But again, it was all a fucking risk. It should have been pulled the moment it was clear how much we were in the red, but it didn't. It's just to come with it.
Sorry, before you opened the books, was there any suspicions in your mind that there was anything foul going on? Or
Yeah, there was quite a few things that popped up in my head. I mean, not in my head, like, I mean, there was contracts that kept getting. Obviously, we had 50-50 company, the company based in England. We set the company up. But yeah, on quite a few contracts that were drawn up between us and other companies, his Viking Promotions company in Norway was on these, all the information was on there. So just sneaky stuff. I don't really want to come and start trying to make things personal. I don't want to get into like a slanging match. I'm happy to just clear up everything.
Right.
So on my end.
Howie Atherton brings up an interesting question. I'll rephrase it just a little bit, but what do you think Stanley, what is his side of the story going to be? What's he going to say?
I've no idea. I've absolutely no idea. I mean, he's already accused me of stealing some money, which I didn't even have. There was no access to any money. There was no money there to be stolen. I don't understand where he was trying to get out of that anyway. I didn't have access to the Billetto Street, the ticket sales. Plus, you only get paid the ticket sales after the show is that actually goes on. There was no streaming money. There was no sponsor money. He also accused Shannon, Mitch, Hans Peters and Camille of blackmailing him. Didn't try to blackmail him at all. They just asked, they wanted paying the wages, which rightly so.
Yeah. Yeah. So did the fighters end up getting paid?
I believe not, no.
Nobody got paid?
I don't think so, no. No, there was no show, so we just turned around and said, in the contract, it only states that you have to be paid if you fight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he couldn't get the ring in the venue, turns out. Then the second ring he got in, he had to be bolted to the floor. So the police deemed that not safe because he couldn't bolt it to the floor. Turns out he didn't put the application in for the event to even go ahead, which he told everybody he had. There was loads of things going on. There was like, he was photoshopping fake bank payments to people. There was like 4 or 5 separate bank payments that he promised had been sent. And he was photoshopping stuff just to make it look like he'd sent them, but he hadn't. I mean, he was even photoshopping stuff on the Billetto ticket sales site to myself, saying we'd sold like 500 plus tickets. The reality is he'd only sold 200 in the day leading up to the show, apparently. Again, he wouldn't give me access to any of these things. Anytime he asked for access, he's like, why is everyone sort of not trusting him and this and that? It was just odd behaviour. He just, like I said, don't work like that at all. In the company I have in England, everybody's got access to all the information, and as it should be. But,
yeah. So at what point were you just like, all right, I'm out?
Friday, I wanted to leave from London, but I stuck around to try and make sure the fighters got the wages secure and the flights and stuff that he promised to sort out were sorted. Monday, I just couldn't speak to the guy anymore. I just decided to. I waited for my friend Carlo, the BKB Italian guy. I've known the guy years from coming over, fighting on my shows over here. I waited to speak to him in person, just to explain sort of my side of things in the situation, and just said, look, I can't be around with this any longer. I could see exactly where it was going. It should have been pulled days before. And the guy was just digging it the hole even deeper. And I mean, obviously, this is just my side of things. People can believe me, they don't have to believe me. The fact of the matter is, he's told lie upon lie to multiple different people. It's not just me who's singing the same song, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure those stories are also going to come out. You know, and that's typically how it goes. There are always multiple. There's not even always just two sides to every story.
No, that's correct.
You know, everyone's looking at it from through a different lens, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm sure that we'll hear from some of the fighters. I'm sure that we'll hear from other people who are involved in the organization. And then, you know, eventually.
Stanley says he's coming on tomorrow to do a.
Okay. So, yeah. So Stanley's coming on tomorrow. So we'll hear his side of the story. And
you're welcome to come back on again if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys on together.
I've not spoke to him since I left. Again, it's not me who's throwing all these accusations about. I'm just clearing up what I saw when I was over there.
I mean, if you guys wanted to come on together, I would do it, but
yeah, I bet you would.
But I don't like that. You know.
No, listen, I want to leave it at pretty much. I'd want to just tell my side of the story and leave it at that. I'm not a big fan of fucking airing my dirty laundry in public.
Yeah.
It needed clearing up though. I don't really want to. I couldn't sit back. It just made some look I'm just as guilty as him. And yeah, the fucking things didn't go perfectly over there. Like there was some things on my side, like the Swedish fighters that were coming over. We knew that was a risky move. They were said they were coming over the border illegally. They were happy to do it. We thought we'd roll the dice with it because it was going into the last week. Sweden had just gone red. But I mean that they ended up getting pulled on the way over here. That felt a bit. I mean that was I'll hold my hands up to that. That I was partly involved in that, but. That could have been solved if we had a budget to bring over different fighters, which was always going to be the case in this last week, just with the COVID situation, countries going red. If guys weren't double vaccinated, whatever country they come from was always a risk. We knew that going into this last couple of weeks. Mm. Mm.
So there's another question from Howie. He said, why did the number one BKBTM troll say this was going to happen with you? I don't know who the BKBTM
said it. Oh, mate, I'm not even, again, I'm not. People they can say what they want. I mean, if you ask any of the fighters over there, any fighters that have dealt with me in the past, you'll not hear much bad shit about me. If they want to talk shit about me, that's completely up to them. I wish them all the best in whatever they're doing. I'm not, like I said, I'm not one to. I've seen all these fucking bullshit happening in bare knuckle boxing for years. People talking shit about each other. I just think it's embarrassing. Again, I've nothing to say about them.
Understood. So,
I've also heard rumors that Stanley was beat up.
I don't know anything about that, to be honest with you. I mean, I've heard rumors, but I don't know anything. But,
yeah. I haven't heard anybody that was personally involved confirm it, but I've heard the same rumors that he was beat up and whatever. So, and I think most people that are following this story probably have heard the exact same.
Yeah, thing. I mean, if you want a clear picture of what's going on, lads, I suggest speaking to the fighters. There's two women that you could probably speak to called Eva and Kaya. They now run WBKF TV, the page. They were part of the streaming company. They were there throughout the entire thing. You just need. You can't just take man. It stands word for it. You know. You need to get a broader picture. I mean, I could be talking shit. He could be talking shit. The people who witnessed everything that went on, they'll tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah. So, in one of our other listeners, is there going to be anything with Ragnarok in the future, or is it just done? Or is it?
I don't know. Apart from that, I don't know. The streaming girls want to have a chat with me and Shannon Rich about possibly. Reviving it at some point, but I don't know. Shannon's on holiday at the minute. Shannon said he'd be happy to work with me in the future when we had a brief chat the other day. Again, he's in Amsterdam with his wife. He's traveling back to America soon. I'll probably catch up with him in the next few days.
Yeah, so I don't understand what we're asking.
What Stanley said when questions about legislation. Saints event came. It's now that's either. It's just Polish, so it's broken English. the legislation, basically, I don't know. The legal side of things, we stand at, I mean, I didn't know a great deal about it. Stan told me he was working with a lawyer over there. He said it was all these applications had gone in. It turns out he hadn't put any applications in. So regardless of what hoops we jumped through for this event, the police would have come and shut it down anyway at the end. It was not a legal event again.
Yeah. And so, and Cody said, Cody Travis, I think that he says, so as soon as you found out there was no money, you quit. I think that's pretty much what you said. At a certain point, you're just like, okay, this isn't happening. We're done. Right?
I didn't quit because of the money. It was just, well, it was a lot of lies on my part. I went over there expecting, I got told a lot, all these things were sorted. Then it was a mess. The fight, there was no money to pay the fighters, so I tried and stayed as long as I could to try and get him to borrow the money or get whatever money could get to pay the fighters that made their way over there.
Yeah.
I could have got off way before that, but I didn't want to really leave the fighters just the down tools and just abandon everyone. There was the fuck all I could do at the end. It was just, again, I've worked on the show for a year, I've worked with enough, and it cost me a lot of money to try to do all the traveling and stuff with. Did over there, it's took a lot of my time. I've already got my company over in England that I work on. I've got a gym. I've got a gym that I run. I've got a fucking young son to feed.
And you do have a compliment from Kate Wynn saying the stuff you put on in England is top notch.
Yeah.
I mean, regarding my sort of, people can say what they want about me. If you can speak to any fighter that's worked with me, everybody. See, Andrew Lovely, he was one of the fighters in Ragnarok. Just speak to the guys, mate. I mean, Jim and Joe can chuck the quids in all they want. People are like, I don't know. People have always got something to say, mate. I can't please everyone. All I can do is tell my side of the story. Everybody knows that I tried treating everybody as rightly as possible when I was over there. I did my best to get everybody paid. I was honest with everyone. There wasn't a lot else I could do than that.
So this obviously has not been a great experience for you. It's been a pretty bad experience for the fighters. I'm sure there's a certain level of embarrassment, you know.
Massive embarrassment, yeah. Because obviously I lent out my reputation to a guy who's just, again, I don't think he's done any of this purposely. I think he just refused to accept what dire situation it was and tried making every excuse under the book and lied, tried lying his way through it.
Yeah, yeah. So
as you say, it's really sad that all the fighters had to fly out there and then find
that's them. What gets me, man. Yeah. In this situation, I think that the fighters and any
the fight camps, the money, pays
you know, yeah, exactly. Matt and I are partners in a fighter management firm and, we manage bare knuckle fighters, and some boxers and things like that. But all people that want to either are bare knuckle or want to get into bare knuckle, that's what we focus on.
Yeah.
We know what. So I know firsthand exactly the kind of money that's spent on a training camp, the time that's put into it. They'll either have to put their job on hold or quit their job if they're going to go do it at a high level. Then they have training, you know, travel costs, all these things. A lot of times, and it's like, I mean. It's so much that they put into it. And so when I hear about stuff like that, it's just like, man, it just breaks my heart because I know what these fighters put into it.
I'm fully aware of all this, man. I'm a fighter myself. I've had like 20 pro Thai boxing fights. I've got a gym that I run. I've got Thai boxers, mixed martial artists fighting out of their boxers. I fully understand how much it costs and all that. I understand exactly what these guys have lost. It's why I try to stay in a fighting for them to get some money. Again, it's just
for some of these guys, it might have been they might have thought this was their big shot, you know.
Exactly,
this,
mate, yeah. You know? I'm trying my hardest now to any of these guys that get in touch and they want more opportunities with fighting bare knuckle and an actual company that pays wages, you know, actually follows through what they say they're going to do. I'm more than happy to bring them over to England to give them opportunities. It's not a financial thing for me. I'm not asked. I just people deserve to eat properly.
So it looks like you actually do have quite a bit of support in the chat. I'm assuming these guys are fighters, or I don't know all of them, but you got a lot of people that are standing up for you and saying, listen, this is a great guy, the IPAC is story, all these things. So you know, I don't know what we're going to experience when Stanley comes on. He may have a lot of people supporting him. He may have a lot of people attacking him. We'll just have to wait and see.
But, yeah, I could have sat here riding. I've said my piece on Facebook the other day. I didn't have to come through this interview, but
yeah,
people deserve to know. Yeah. And they deserve to know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your side of the story.
I did want to find out a little bit. I know that you're working with Toe the Line too.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah,
that's so, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. I thought.
Yeah. No. I was gonna ask about Toe the Line and what's coming up next for you. What's in your future?
I've got a show this Saturday. BFBA presents Toe the Line Fight Series over in England. I've got lads like Darren Hendry, Jimmy McCrory. What's we going? So, yeah, we've got some real good fights in there, mate. A lot of the old BKB guys are on there. Some top level lads, mate. I'm really happy with the card looks. I'm really excited to see a lot of the fights. It's the biggest production we've ever done. We've got a new venue. It's in a real big, nice venue. We've put a lot of money into the production side of it. Again, all I can do now is show people what we're capable of doing on Saturday. Exactly. Not a lot I can say. All I can do is just show you what my work is like.
Right. You know, and listen, nobody's perfect. Everybody has a lapse in judgment or trust somebody that they shouldn't have. I mean, but the cool thing is that, you know, everyone also loves a comeback story.
Yeah, mate. I mean, there's no point in me sitting here whinging about what's going on. It's just a life experience, isn't it? I've met a lot of decent people through it. Fortunately for me that a lot of these guys, I still have their respect. So I'm happy to walk away with that. The money side of things will work itself out at some point, you know. It's not the end of the world walking away with nothing. At least it is what it is. I've got to just crack on with things now and just move on to Saturday and make sure that is an absolutely flawless event. I've been planning I jumped straight onto that as soon as I got back. Obviously, I had to clear a lot of things up my end with what's going on in Norway, but my sole focus now is on Toe the Line on Saturday with BFBA.
Yeah, and I'll definitely be watching that event on Saturday. Looking forward to it.
What time's that air here in America? What time's that event?
It airs out at 11 o'clock English time. The main card starts at 11 p.m. English time. I think it works out about 7 o'clock. I'm just guessing what it is in America. I'm pretty sure it's about 7 p.m. in America.
So
I've got an undercard of like 8 fights that'll start in England. That's not being streamed out. The streaming side of things is 11 till about 1:15. But you'll see some real good fights, man. I'm really happy with the card. We've got some great guys coming back into the sport. Darren Hendry is an absolute beast. He's fighting a real good guy from Denmark that I've been over to the airport to pick up today and take over to his hotel. He's isolated for like 6 days, 7 days, sorry, then. He's fighting Darren Saturday night on the main event for the European title.
Cool.
So are you being the matchmaker over in England? Or?
Yeah, I match all the fights over here. I've won a lot. We've got a great team that work alongside me. I've got Stephen Wiggins who works with me. Darren and Mark, the marketing guys. We just want to show what we were actually capable of now.
Very good. Very good.
Is Nate Shook working with you then?
I have contact with David Feldman. That's it. David's a real cool guy. He's obviously given me an opportunity to do this, so I'm just grabbing it with both hands. I'm trying to put on a good show for everyone. I hope they enjoy it.
Very good. Well, live Saturday night, be on the BK TV app, correct?
Yeah. It starts at 11 p.m. English time.
11 p.m. English time. And y'all will have to figure out the time zone conversion. I have no freaking clue.
Well, it's 10:30 now in England.
So I
want to remind everybody tomorrow, Stanley will be on to give his rebuttal.
Yeah, if you just follow the Barefist Boxing Association page, all the information's on there. Obviously, David's going to be putting some stuff out through the BK TV app. All the information's on there that you need it.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday night, and again, we appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell my side of the story.
Absolutely.
Any shout outs, or do you have anything that you?
Just want a big shout out to the fighters that got obviously messed about in Norway. Really, I just want to apologize for my role in everything that happened. It's just an embarrassment. It shouldn't have happened. A lot of people's times got wasted. There's not a lot else I can say than that. I just need to try and make things right any way I can.
Very good. Very good. Well, we appreciate you again, man. And I think that's about all I've got, Matt, unless you've got anything else.
Not really. I do want to thank you for coming on, and wish it was 100%. Under better circumstances.
But... Yeah. I know this wasn't, you probably weren't looking forward to this very much.
No, mate, it need happen. Do you know what? I'm sick of, I've had to explain this thing 1,000 times since coming home, so I'm just glad I got to do it more.
Yep.
I just filmed the video.
Yeah, and anybody that's asking now, I mean, I think you've pretty much laid it all out there. So just tell them come check out.
Well, I'll be pointing them your way, mate. Yeah, I'll be sharing it and just tell them to give you guys a watch.
save you some time and tell them while they're at it. Go ahead and like and subscribe to our page as well.
I will do, mate. Yeah, no problem.
All right, Andy. Well, we appreciate you, man. And I think that's about it. So we're Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. And thank you once again to our guest, Andy Bakewell. Also want to give a shout out to our sponsors for the show. We have Dringer Nutrition. So if you're looking to get jacked and you want some high quality, really great tasting.
I know you don't want to see this, Andy, but it's Viking based.
It is. Yeah, it's a Viking themed nutritional products, just about everything that you need. So go check out Dringer Nutrition. Also, Dope Champ is another one of our sponsors, and they can serve you with all your Delta 8 needs, whether it be gummies, vapes, tinctures, all kinds of good stuff from Dope Champ. Go check it out. And of course, Kaiju MMA and Fitness as well. Thank you for your support, Kaiju MMA and Fitness. Thank you guys for tuning in. And once again, thanks to Andy. Thank you, Matt, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right.
Take care, guys.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow right here with Stanley for his rebuttal. Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys. See you later.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
What we do here is go back.